Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Wayne Allen Root is our guest. He's the author of The Conscience of a Libertarian. He is a libertarian. He was the 2008 Libertarian Vice Presidential nominee and probably the 2012 nominee for the party. What do you think, Wayne?
I think that would be a smart move by the party, but it's not up to me. It's up to delegates, and it's up to the party, and it's up to Americans whether they want a third-party candidate. So we'll see what happens.
Let's talk about one thing I want to get your thoughts on are some of the proposals that President Obama made last week in his State of the Union speech. What do you think about them as ways to create jobs and get the economy going again?
Well, there's always good news and bad news and everything. So I'm happy to report there's good news. It's amazing that a large percentage of Barack Obama's speech was dedicated to what you and I believe in, small business. He kept talking about it again and again and again. That's the good news. At least he's focused on the fact for the first time of his presidency that small business is important and that it creates all the jobs. So even he knew he had to mention that in his speech again and again and again. The bad news is I think he's the biggest liar, in the history of the presidency. You know, there's that old joke, Jim, what's the difference between a lawyer and a liar? Pronunciation. And we've got a lawyer in the White House, and they just know how to twist words to lie properly so that nobody understands they're lying. And I think Barack Obama's goal is to destroy small business, to wipe it out, because small business supports conservative political candidates, and he doesn't want
Don't you think he knows? Don't you? I think that's too strong a statement. Wayne, don't you think he knows that the U.S. economy must have small businesses in order to survive?
I don't think he understands that. I really don't. I think when he talks small business, he's just mouthing some words that he thinks will make him.
His
ratings go up.
I do agree with you on that. On part of that, I don't believe that he really understands how Main Street works.
No, he doesn't.
I don't think he does.
He understands Wall Street because Wall Street gives him big checks.
Yeah.
So that's another thing that proves he's a lawyer. He hates Wall Street, but he takes good care of them because they write big checks to him. But he loves to destroy them after he takes their checks, and he does favors for them. He destroys them in the press and tells you how much he hates them
so that
he wins over Main Street. I mean, it's just everything is a show with Barack Obama.
The things that I'm not happy about what he proposed is when he talks about giving money to independent banks, community banks, to loan more money, to loan more, make more loans to small business owners. Anybody who's on Main Street knows that that's not a problem we have. Number two, this part about capital gains tax, eliminating capital gains tax for small businesses. Anybody on Main Street knows that that's not a problem small businesses have. And so he's trying to get points for those things, but it's really embarrassing to me for him to make those statements when they really, if he knew what he was talking about, he wouldn't make those proposals.
Well, listen, do I agree with you? For the most part, yes. I don't think it's bad to have loans available for small business, but, that's not a bad thing.
That's not the point,
but,
Wayne.
But on a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 1. What matters, what's a 10, is, of course, the idea of cutting the taxes for small business and cutting the payroll taxes so there's an encouragement to hire new employees. Those are the two things he could do.
That's the point that I'm making is that he needs to focus on things that really help. When I talked about, small business owners, we always need to be able to get access to capital from our banks, but the problem is not that independent banks don't have enough money, so the government needs to give them more. They have plenty of money to loan to small business owners. Small businesses, there's no demand for loans. That's the problem because of the economy.
No, I agree. I just think it's a step in the right direction to get some loans going because there certainly haven't been, but the fact is I personally don't know a lot of small businesses that rely on loans. Most of my buddies, they have a business, it's running, and all they care about is, as the money comes in, can they keep more of their own money to expand or to build a new business or to add jobs or to add inventory? They want their taxes lowered. And Barack Obama, if his plans go through, is burying small business owners in heavier and heavier taxes.
Well, of course,
so none of them will need to go get a loan. You're right.
The two big things, though, that are holding back job creation are the things that he doubled down on in his speech. Healthcare reform that he still wants to push through, and cap and trade. Those are two things that make small business owners go, and it makes us not want to hire more people because we don't know what that's going to mean for us in the future if they pass.
Right. right. And as I said, my commentary, RootForAmerica.com, it's about certainty. Small business owners will not start hiring until they're certain what their tax rate's going to be, until they're certain that there's going to be new customers and new
right.
consumers in this terrible economy. And Barack Obama has done nothing to make them feel confident or to feel certain that the economy's turning around.
And we still don't know if they're going to extend the tax cuts that are going to expire this year.
No, no, we know they're not. They're not going to extend.
Well, that's
them
what yet. We think, but we don't know for sure. But you're
no,
right.
No, but I mean, what we think we know is that they're going by not extending them. Our taxes are going to be raised because,
yeah.
of course, small business owners are almost all LLC
right.
or subchapter. So it's going to hit individual small business owners as income tax increases.
Hold on to that thought. Wayne, actually, I got to wrap it up for this hour. RootForAmerica.com, right?
That's it.
Thanks, Wayne. See you next time. Wayne Allen Root, ladies and gentlemen, The Conscience of a Libertarian is his book. Check it out wherever you find books. I will be back, but it'll be tomorrow. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.